Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, nfib.com. Also, Bill's website is smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. I encourage you to go there and find the survey. You can find out find the summary. The summary is awesome. All the charts are there.
Yeah.
And the summary, I mean, you read the summary, then go study the charts. I mean, folks, this is important stuff that will help you with your planning. That's the reason why we've got Bill on the show, besides the fact that he's smart and very handsome. Otherwise, that's a big part of it. Hey, Bill, I want you to give us a little bit of a report on where you see some of the potential bumps in the road in the future, some of the things that could go bump in the night on us. One would be like a trade war. It seems to me that on balance, President Trump is kind of got a little bit of the edge in the trade negotiations. What do you think?
Well, he probably does. You know, most of the trade tariffs that have been announced have not been implemented. You know, it takes quite a bit of time to get them implemented. So you can announce a lot of stuff without actually ever pulling the trigger, so to speak, and I think that's part of the game. But you know, but some of it's real and it's already impacting firms. And you can check the news and you'll see that there are some winners and some losers, which is the way the world usually works on these things. We worry about mostly the uncertainty that generates. Uncertainty is the enemy of growth. So if you're more uncertain about the course of the economy, then you might be holding back a little bit. And that slows growth some. The Fed may be happy about that at the moment because it's worried that we might be growing too fast. But
right.
The other thing, of course, is another big one is one we talk about all the time, and that is the shortage of labor. In the long run, maybe we can substitute capital for labor, get a machine that'll do the work of a hamburger maker, which there are, by the way, some really good machines that do that now, 300 an hour. But in the near term, next year or so, we need bodies. We need people.
Do you see the economy stalling out because of that?
Slowing down, yeah. Yeah, I can see it. I don't know if that's a stall out. Stall out to me would be.
But certainly not maximizing. I mean, certainly a headwind. I mean, think about that.
Right.
Think about that. In your lifetime, my lifetime, did it ever occur to either one of us that the economy could be held back? One of the headwinds of an economy would be that not enough employees.
Yeah. Well, one of the theses of many economists is the fact that we're growing faster than our kind of potential. So if you think about how fast can we grow the economy, the answer is, well, what's the rate of growth of new people coming in that can make stuff? And the other is the productivity number, how much more per hour can the existing people make? So you add those two numbers together, you get something around 2 or 2.5, depending on how you view the measures. And, of course, we're growing a lot faster than that. So that leads a lot of economists to say this is a very short-run spurt. We're going to essentially be contained by the growth of the labor force and the growth in productivity going forward, and that's a lot less than 4%. So we'll have to see what we do to solve that problem. And I think productivity is going to increase a lot according to our numbers because we've been investing now heavily, which we never did during the Obama years, which is why productivity, I think, was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes about a year for our investments to show up in the government's productivity numbers. That's the lag.
One of the things that I wanted to report, I'm not sure, I don't think I mentioned before, I've talked to representatives of the agriculture industry, I've talked to representatives of the manufacturing industry, and I've talked to small business owners through my own polling. And all three of those groups are apparently willing to give President Trump some slack on his negotiation for trade. They're not holding him hard accountable for what's going on right now. They're giving him credit for trying to negotiate better trade deals. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I think they are. I think people understand that you know, we've been very generous to the rest of the world and our relationships with in trade, and now they've grown up. We were helping them grow up. They grew up. They're big, healthy, yep. Modern economies now, so we ought to level the playing field a little bit, and that's really Trump's thesis, and nobody says that's really wrong, but, you know, they, since they were had an advantage, they don't like it being taken away.
Exactly.
But,
somebody's
you know,
licking,
that's
the, red
the,
off,
way it's
licking
be.
The red off their candy. Hey, Bill, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Dr. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.